Yeah, baby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to
another Bigger Show News Roundup, Wrap Up.
We're having fun doing these little news segments.
I like when you and I just talk about news together.
Mm-hmm. There's no dummies
to ruin our fucking
clogging it up
with their stupid opinions.
Yes.
We have our own stupid opinions.
Two's enough. Thank you very much.
Yes. So let's talk about some news. Some kind of big shit going on this week.
Yeah.
Just today, three big news items.
Okay.
Count them. Three big news items. Number one, mm-hmm. Frozen 2 has officially been announced.
Surprise.
Yep.
Remember when Disney didn't do sequels?
Yeah. It was, well, yeah, I guess it was around the, no, because they've always done them.
What, name some pre-Toy Story 2.
Rescuers Down Under. The Return of Jafar.
That was straight to video.
It was still a sequel.
But I'm saying like
theatrical.
Yeah.
Oh shit, maybe that is the only one then. Rescuers Down Under. Like yeah. It. Cinderella. No, none of them. Yeah.
So it's just, I guess they're finally on board with, hey, let's take a license and milk it.
You know? Well, okay, that's what I want to talk about with this specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Frozen.
Yeah.
There is zero reason to do a sequel.
Yeah, I've seen it. I wasn't paying that close attention. I'm kind of.
Did you watch it in Germany?
No.
Oh, but you watched it. Did you watch it
with a child? No. Yeah. No, she was. I do have like a 2-minute long video of my niece running around the living room going, "Let go! Let go! Please, bon, bon." Like, not really saying words. She can speak perfectly well. She just wasn't saying. She's 12.
Now, I just think that this one's a big, like, I understand it's insanely popular.
Yes.
Like, I understand that. But what, I don't understand what else they can say.
Yeah.
You know? Excuse me.
The tiny airplane.
There's a tiny airplane. They're doing a short film that's going to play in front of Cinderella, and uh-huh. I think that that's fine. Like, let's leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not, I don't think, the first one's kind of lightning in a bottle, because it's not the best movie. It's a good movie. It's a very well-made, very competent film.
And in some respects, you know, a departure from Disney's normal,
a little bit, yeah,
princess in need of saving kind of thing.
Yeah, but this, it shouldn't, I don't think it should have gotten the popularity it did, and there's mm-hmm. no way they're going to do that twice.
Yeah.
Just no way.
Yeah, that's true.
Kids are going to love it, but it's not going to be the juggernaut that it's been.
Right.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch. Let it go, bitch.
Let it go, bitch.
Let's see. Heinous. So the other two big things today, the Star Wars spinoff has officially gotten its title, Rogue One.
Mm-hmm. So now tell me a little bit more about this, because I don't know.
Okay, so you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Gareth Edwards is directing.
Okay.
So we can expect that we'll start to see a ship, and then they'll just cut to some fucking news footage of a ship.
Oh, that. Okay, I was like, who? Should I know this
yes,
person?
Okay, you should.
It's my buddy from Godzilla.
Yes, it is. What a fucking turd. I'm not over it yet. I don't think I will be.
You shouldn't be.
It's bad.
A movie worth getting angry about.
Yeah, and not much else is known. Felicity Jones has been cast,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Rogue One.
The story of Wedge Antilles? Like,
I see, that's what I'm not sure about. So originally, he was Red One, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. But watch here's
it,
the thing.
You've got one on your tail.
Originally, there was an idea floating around that it was going to be about a group of bounty hunters. This is before the title was announced.
Mm-hmm.
Going after the plans for the Death Star. Kind
Interesting.
Of a Dirty Dozen type thing.
That,
which would have been
yeah.
fucking killer.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was dismissed, and then it was going to be about a young Han Solo, and it seems like that's been dismissed,
because
mm-hmm. I don't see him figuring into this.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, he might appear, but yeah, I guess it's going to be a, God, I hope it's just not like a fucking, you know, like a dogfight movie, you know, like
yeah.
out in space. I mean, I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, just,
I don't think the space battles are terribly interesting.
Yeah, well, not the newer ones, especially. The just on paper, the concept alone, bounty hunters is way more interesting.
Yeah,
Absolutely. We want to see some bad boys of the Star Wars universe.
That may be one of the three, because there are three standalone stories that they're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like one of them is either going to have to include Boba Fett or, you know, some sort of bounty hunting universe.
Uh-huh.
They had canceled that game. I forgot what it would level something or another, but it was a bounty hunter video game for next gen consoles where you were on like a bounty hunting planet or like a prison planet or something. And
yeah,
that looked incredible.
There's a lot of opportunity there that I feel like people.
Yeah. I mean, like, let's take that story and do something with it, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm just the title alone. I mean, Rogue One, like, that just kind of doesn't conjure up a lot of really positive details
or really stuff that I'm like, yo, yeah. And like,
here's the other thing. I mean, they were in development on the prequels for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
They were in development. I mean, it's been years since a proper sequel, you know, which we're getting at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
This film begins shooting this summer for a release of December of next year.
Yeah, quick That's turnaround. Just,
yeah, and that leads up to the next piece of news. Star Wars Episode 8 is going to be coming of May 26th of 2017.
So 2 years.
2 year turnaround on Star Wars. And I guess that makes sense because I guess the prequels did that. But, I mean, we're going to be saturated. I don't think oversaturated. I just think that, you know, they're really going to hit this new series of films pretty hard.
Yeah, and doing what they can to kind of get the bad taste out of our mouth. You know?
Yeah, and I think they're on the right path. It's the spinoff movies are going to be where they can make or break. I think Abrams is going to do great with 7. Rian Johnson, who directed Brick and Looper, he's doing 8.
Mm-hmm.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that they... Not to knock George Lucas, because I think that's been done to death.
Yeah.
But they're bringing in people who have some new life, some new vision, you know.
Fresh
eyes, yeah. So, I don't know. It's definitely... I guarantee that the next... So after that, the next spinoff will be 2018, and then the next Episode 9 will be 2019.
Right. Everyone at this point seems to be kind of following the Marvel model.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm fine with that. It is going to be very interesting to see how it plays out. Yeah. And that goes into the another piece of news.
Yeah, with Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, Ghostbusters, it was... A weird story came out, and it was hinted at during the Sony leak that Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum wanted to do a Ghostbusters movie together.
Yeah.
They were kind of developing it, from what I understand. And then it was kind of announced that a brand new film was being developed with a male-centric cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of seemed like they were already dismissing the Paul Feig one before it ever made, you know, before it ever came out. It's now been announced possibly that's not exactly true, but the plan is to do, it's total of 4 films, the Feig version, a male version with a new, you know, cast that's a different story, we'll talk about that in a second, but then a crossover movie, and then a prequel movie.
Yeah.
So a brand new franchise, but again, they're taking that Marvel, platform and trying to build a cinematic universe. You know, I mean, Marvel, they really knew what they were doing, and DC hasn't been able to recreate it. I don't know that anybody's going to be able to recreate what they've been able to do.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, it hasn't played out yet. I mean, they've done pretty well so far.
But their first two phases, I mean, are pretty fucking good, you know? I mean, there's a couple of weak installments, but it's, I mean, Avengers is going to be, well, come on. a matter of opinion.
Dutch angles, that's all I'm saying.
Captain America. So, not the second one, my God. Have you seen the second one
yet? Winter Soldier, yeah.
Yeah.
One and a half times, bro.
One and a half times?
Yeah.
Did you watch it on the plane?
No, I think I just... Where did I see it? I don't know. Okay. Nowhere interesting, I'm sure.
Okay. I mean, Age of Ultron is going to be, I think, a deciding factor.
Yeah, that's. I thought you were going to be like, I think it's going to be awesome. I was be like, Mike.
No. I don't know. I mean, I you know, the last trailer was great. They've all been good.
Uh huh.
But
it really, if it tanks or if it even does okay, then you have to wonder. Well, are they going to rethink this whole plan that they've already announced?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they are allowing for contingencies and stuff, but to me it just seems crazy. Like the idea that, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago that anybody would have announced all these things, like before they're even, you know, before the first thing is even a success, sure. It just seems nuts. But now it's just kind of the norm.
Well, I think Lucas had plans for 3 movies originally, but
well, nobody, if you asked him, he had plans for 6.
Right.
But
nobody knew that was going to be, you know, as big as it was. And it was like Marvel set out knowing that Iron Man was going to be this colossal fucking blockbuster.
It truly was going to be the Invincible Iron Man.
It really was, though. I mean, well, it went up against Dark Knight, and you can't go up against Dark Knight, but it fucking did.
Mm-hmm.
And did, like, stood on its own 2 feet, and, you know, I mean, it's comparing apples and oranges, but I think it's just as good in a different way, you know? I mean, it's a different kind of superhero movie.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, this whole cinematic thing that they've got going on, it's, I feel like, I'm a big Marvel fan, like, movie fan, and I feel like it's all really great right now. But I still kind of feel like it's a house of cards.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, I feel like Ant-Man could be the one that brings it down.
Fucking Ant-Man.
After Edgar Wright left that, I've just not had any faith in this movie.
Yeah.
And even after that first trailer, I'm kind of like,
Everybody's like,
it just doesn't look like a Marvel movie. I mean, it looks like Phase 1 Marvel movie, you know?
Yeah.
It's just weird that, you know, they're... But, I mean, you have to keep introducing these new characters.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Black Panther could be a disaster. Doctor Strange could be a... I don't think that one's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I can't think that that's going to be bad. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But to go back... We went off on a tangent. To go back to Ghostbusters, I think this is also probably not the smartest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't... I mean... I like the idea of new Ghostbusters movies, okay? A lot of people don't. I think it's cool because we were never going to get another, you know, we were never going to get the guys back together. It was just never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a property that, you know, has had enough of a break that they're, you know, it's fine to do something new with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that they're really, that they're trying to build a universe, a new universe, which the thing that I can only imagine is that it's going to follow kind of the idea of the video game where there are franchises. There's Ghostbuster franchises.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the girls work at one, the guys work at another one. They have to come together for some great big evil.
Mm-hmm.
Evo Shandor, or, you know, Gozer, some such nonsense.
And they have to take care of it. And I think it should also be noted that getting the band back together doesn't mean you're going to write another hit song. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Dumb and Dumber 2, case in point.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Zoolander, don't worry. But but the point is, I kind of like the idea that our pop culture heroes are kind of taking on sort of an... When I say old school, I mean old school. I mean like the Legend of Arthur thing, where different people have a totally different take on it, and it just, you know, they become icons. Iron Man is Tony Stark. He's not Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they have their own life, and it's more about the character. It's like James Bond, I guess, is a better way to put it. So, I mean, it interests me. The action plan, or whatever you want to call it, though, seems a little shaky, but again... You know, I for the most part, I trust that these aren't decisions they've made on a whim, and that they know what they're doing.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm kind of worried for them.
If it ends up being Pratt and Tatum, it just seems like a vanity project.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's two buddies who want to work together, and that's fine. I mean, like, I'm fine with that, but it seems...
I think
that
would be really funny.
It potentially could be. The other thing to question about that, though, is Pratt is he's led Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Lego sequel. He's leading the new Jurassic Park movie.
As Burt Macklin.
As Burt Macklin. He's possibly going to be in the new Indiana Jones. He's not only risking too much Chris Pratt,
mm-hmm.
but he's also, you know, like, I mean, he can't commit to all of it. Yeah. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that brings up another question. The Russo brothers, who directed The Winter Soldier, they're supposed to be directing this male-centric Ghostbusters movie.
Interesting.
But they're also supposed to be directing the Infinity Wars. You know, the Marvel, the next Avengers 3. Mm-hmm. Or I guess 3 and 4, or part 1 and 2, whatever the fuck it
Jeez.
Is. So, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it's definitely that thing that's happening in Hollywood where we announce something and then it's never going to be exactly what was announced.
So. That's what I'm saying. Like, all the announcements, it just seems so exhausting.
Yeah.
Because you have to be somewhat, you have to kind of stick to that stuff.
Right.
Or people are just, you know, going to take a crap on you. So, like, it just seems like way more stress than it's worth to sure. do these, you know, to show your game plan 10 years in advance.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, we can't tell, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Here's a fucking head-scratcher that was announced this week. Tim Burton is directing a live-action Dumbo movie. What?
Yeah, that's weird.
What?
By the way, I thought of a good, you haven't seen that, Edward Scissorhands for me.
Oh, that would be a good one.
But I'm not a big Tim Burton fan. I can't get into his aesthetic. And,
see, that's the thing, like, I like his stuff, but I've never been the one to just fucking anything he does I have to see, sure. you know?
But this just sounds, like, too far.
This is too much.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Live action Dumbo.
And then it calls into questions a lot of other things, like Beetlejuice 2. Like, is that going to happen then? Mm-hmm. You know, because I would imagine a Disney project takes precedence to doing Beetlejuice 2.
Right.
Unless he's developing both at the same time. I guarantee you that Johnny Depp's going to play Dumbo. That much we can be sure of. Or the mouse. Yes. This is a terrible idea. It doesn't translate to live action.
I don't get it. I haven't seen Dumbo since I was, you know, a toddler, probably, but...
You know why he wants to do it? Because of the horrible fucking Dumbo clown nightmare that he has. You remember that? He gets, like, drunk and has,
a
nightmare?
Yeah,
That's why he wants to do this movie, just so he can do that scene.
Just for that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Did he recreate the, and I think I heard it wasn't in the book, but the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory boat thing?
No.
Okay, so that was taken.
Well, no. Actually, it's in the movie, but it's not this. It's not that.
Okay.
It's just like this crazy, like fast, you know, like boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, because you can't touch what Gene Wilder did. I mean, mm-hmm. that is just so wonderfully mad and just
wonderfully mad.
I'm done with this. So I'm saying this is gonna be dog shit. Speaking of dog shit. Zoolander 2 was announced this week.
Let's start by, how did you feel about Zoolander the first time you watched it?
I wasn't crazy about it the first time I watched it. It has since grown on me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's over 10 years old now.
Yeah.
Enough's enough. Like, don't do this.
I
love the idea of how they announced it. Showing up at a Valentino fashion show. I thought that was clever.
Mm-hmm.
But, come, I mean, it's... Just stop.
That's pretty much my exact sentiment. I didn't like it that much the first time I saw it. I thought it was just... I don't know. It just fell flat. But then it's one of those movies, like, when you think about it later, you're like, oh, that's pretty funny. The reading center for students who can't read good.
And right.
The he's so hot right now and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's funny. But it's definitely not one of those ones I'm like, man, have you seen Zoolander?
Yeah. It just seems like a single note joke. I mean, I don't. It worked in that time capsule, you know. Of 2000s, early 2000s to mid 2000s comedies.
The Second Coming of Ben Stiller.
Yeah, but kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of effectively ended at Tropic Thunder playing.
I'd say so, yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see this working again. Kind of in the same way that Anchorman 2 didn't really work. I mean, it's mm-hmm. funny, and I think Zoolander 2 will be funny, but I don't think it's worth... They shouldn't have done Anchorman 2, you know? I mean, just leave well enough alone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Getting everybody back together does not mean you're going to recreate the same thing.
These are... I can't count... Especially with comedies. Comedy sequels that are as good as the first one.
And I think... I mean, Dumb and Dumber 2, I still haven't seen it. I have almost no interest
in seeing it. I've heard nothing but bad things about it. So... A couple other things I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Daredevil or Tomorrowland trailer?
No.
Well, we are going to watch those, and we are going to come right back.
With every second that ticks by, the future is running out.
Nope. When I was a kid, I used to dream what it would be like to live somewhere far away from Hell's Kitchen. But I realized the city was a part of me. It was in my blood. And I would do anything to make it a better place.
And we're back. Cameron.
Tomorrowland.
What'd you think of that? Let's talk about that one first.
It kind of goes along to just my taste of not wanting to know that much about a movie.
Okay.
I feel like I'm... In comparison to the teaser that I saw, which is super intriguing, obviously, if you've seen it, I just feel like I'd rather go into the movie seeing that rather than seeing what I feel like you just ruined the movie for me.
Good. I'm glad. that was my intention.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I saw the second trailer that came out, and I was like, I don't know about this movie anymore. But then this is the third one, right?
Well, now this is the official second trailer.
Okay. I feel like I saw something else that had more footage in it.
I think you saw a full first trailer. The first thing you saw was the Super Bowl teaser.
Okay.
I think it was only like 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. This one, I felt like it's still going to be a good movie. It's just showing a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it does go back to that. However, I feel like with Brad Bird directing,
mm-hmm.
That's not going to matter. Like, I mean, I feel like it's still going to be... I feel like we're still not going to... the whole picture isn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there are details that I wish I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that house is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they had left that up to, you know, later on.
Yeah.
Giant fighting robots. Bathtub, transport machines.
Bathtub, flying elevator. Again, like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it is a lot like Willy Wonka. I don't know. I think it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably going to be really good.
Yeah.
I hope it is. Brad Bird's one of those dudes. Like, I'm always pumping my fists for him. I hope he just fucking takes over the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about this at all.
Really. You were excited about it.
I was.
Because Brad Bird, that's why.
You took the piss out of it.
Well, it's just, that has nothing to do with the movie itself, as the people making the trailers, you know.
Yeah. Marketing.
Yes. It's all
poor marketing. Let's talk about Daredevil.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
For a few different reasons. I like that
on ABC.
It's not on ABC, so it's not going to, I mean, okay, I shouldn't say it's not going to suck, because I don't think that S.H.I.E.L.D. sucks. I haven't watched Agent Carter at all.
But we should say that Agent Carter, from what I can tell from the series, is much lighter and fun than Daredevil.
Oh, the Daredevil. No, well, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, Daredevil, because it's on Netflix, I feel like they're getting away with a little more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just in comparison with Orange is the New Black or House of Cards or whatever, it just feels like they went to Netflix for that reason. You know?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's Daredevil. That was the problem with the Affleck movie. Was that
Blaine.
The problem with the Affleck movie was that it just never... it never got as dark as it could. There's an R-rated cut of that movie
mm-hmm.
that's still not as dark as it could be. It is a gritty crime story. You know, mm-hmm. it's like Shaft. It's, you know, it's like these 70s... you know. Yeah, but kind of. That's the movie. That's the Daredevil I would love to see, you know.
But collars and stuff.
Yeah.
Essentially, like the first bit of Days of Futures Past, where Wolverine wakes up.
But that's just the magical, darker.
Yeah, yeah. That's the magical thing about decades in movies, is everything is so that decade. Right. If it's in a movie.
Or like, you know, Taxi Driver. You know, yeah. I mean, just that kind of. That's the Daredevil New York I want to see.
Yeah.
And it looks like we might be getting that. I mean, it's a modern. You know, it takes place now. Mm-hmm. What I like is that it is in this cinematic universe. It's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because, mm-hmm. You know, even at the end of the trailer, he references Thor and Iron Man. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, it's possible that Daredevil's going to be in Civil War.
Okay.
The next Captain America movie.
Yeah.
So, I like that Marvel's just figuring out how to grow everything while keeping this universe, you know, in check.
And realizing that not everything has to be a movie.
Right.
And the flip side of that is some stories need longer to tell.
Right. And I don't know if they're going to make a movie out of this or if it's going to be a final series, but there's going to be a Daredevil, a Jessica Jones, an Iron Fist, and a Luke Cage. I don't know if they're each getting their own series, but it will eventually culminate in the Defenders, which is all of those characters together. Yeah. And they're just kind of New York on the street crime fighters. Mm-hmm. They're street level guys, which I really like. And so, since they announced Daredevil, I've gone back. Two things happened. They announced the series, and I started reading the new Iron Man series. It's called Superior Iron Man, and it's really kind of badass because Tony Stark is evil now.
Mm-hmm.
After some recent, I'm not going to get too far into it. After some recent shit, though, he turned evil and is. Yeah. And Daredevil makes an appearance in that. It takes place in San Francisco, and Daredevil goes all the way there to kick some ass. Daredevil's awesome. Like it's the Marvel equivalent of like a Batman, you know. I mean, it's you know, he's a really fucking cool character. And the Frank Miller stuff, I mean, that's, you know, that's what's most well known is the Frank Miller Daredevil stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good. And it's that thing. I don't know, maybe it's just my aesthetic of that kind of gritty New York crime, you know, stuff, but that's exactly what it is, and I love the idea of Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, I don't know much about the guy they've got playing Daredevil, but I mean, I think it looks, you know, it looks really good.
Yeah, it does look pretty compelling.
Yeah, and I actually, just last night, I read the run that it was a series of trade paperbacks called Daredevil, The Man Without Fear,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of like a retelling of the first few years of the Daredevil story in 5 volumes of trade paperbacks.
Yeah.
They're it's weird because it's very condensed material. Like it's just like you can tell that they're kind of recapping everything. But that's what they're basing the show on.
Yeah.
So it'll be pretty wild. I mean, it's gonna be some wild shit. I don't know. I mean, I don't think they'll do it all in one season. It looks like it, you know, needs a little bit more. But yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I'll probably sit and watch that one all at once.
Yeah, cool.
So,
I mean, it does. Again, compelling is the word that keeps coming to mind.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got.
As much as I appreciate Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter and all these little I can't ever say that word. Fine. You know what I mean. I just can't get into them. Daredevil looks like the first thing that I can get into.
It's accessible, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I feel like the idea of a light spy thriller with Agent Carter, and you know, I think Coulson's the only interesting part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Really, S.H.I.E.L.D. See, this is the first time Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. feels like it's the first time that it's an entire show setting up for a movie, and it's the Inhumans. That's what they're setting up for with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And there's nothing fun about that to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just boring. So, yeah, I'm not super into that.
Plane.
Damn. Fucking air day.
What is it with you people?
Tennessee.
It gets warm for one day, and this!
And planes! I don't know. I'm really excited about this one. It comes out April 10th. So that'll be Daredevil Day. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
Faux show.
Oh! Other news, just real quick, they announced Drew Goddard, who did Cabin in the Woods. he will be directing and writing the new Spider-Man movie. He was originally attached to do this. It kind of ties in with Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally attached to do Daredevil. He departed that to do the Sinister Six movie, which I'm guessing is just not going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
And so now he's going to do the new Spider-Man movie, which, you know, I think could be great.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like the dude to do it, so.
Yeah, it's just time to hit the restart, you know.
And let Marvel handle it.
Yeah.
You know, like, let Marvel handle
it. Let the adults handle
it. Yeah, exactly. Sony doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man.
What? Real quick, we got to mention something close to my heart, yet. Oh,
God.
Yet. Also a touchy subject with me, which is even the very idea of a Kurt Cobain documentary.
Oh, yeah.
I
also found out that they're releasing a companion book at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I probably may have told this on the podcast before, but this story is like being like 13 and getting the big, thick Nirvana book.
And there's a specific Nirvana book?
Well, there's one. The one I read was called Come As You Are, because it's a rule, it's a law.
Yeah,
you have to name the name, you have to name, like, it has to be named after a lyric or a song title.
Yeah, of any rock.
The band bio.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Warren Zevon's is I'll Sleep When I'm Dead.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you'll find zero exceptions to this rule. But anyway, with the exception of the Led Zeppelin one, I think that was called, like, Hammer of the Gods or... Oh, wait, that's still an Immigrant Song. Never mind. Sidetracked. A Kurt Cobain documentary. So I read the book when I was, like, 13. I loved it. I was obsessed with Kurt Cobain for a while. And then a few years later, you start getting the unreleased Nirvana music, which I was into, you know, like that. But then... This is, like, heinous to me. They started releasing his journals. I knew people that bought them, and I was like, I don't even want to look at that. Like, to me, this is criminal in a way.
Yeah.
You should not be releasing this person's personal journals.
Right.
I don't want to see them. I don't think you should... I don't think they should be sold for profit.
Have you seen them at all?
No.
Aubrey is a huge Nirvana fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know... Truthfully, like, that's one band, like, I don't know much about. I'm not, mm-hmm. I don't get the obsession.
Yeah.
But, like, I got her the journals for Christmas one year.
How
she
dear.
Ate it up.
Yeah.
I mean, she adored
it. See, my thought on it is, he wouldn't have wanted that. So, when I see things along those lines pertaining to Kurt Cobain, I avoid them because that's just the way I feel about it, you know? And so when I saw this movie, I was like, leave it alone. You know, just let it
they're
be.
They're calling it the definitive documentary.
I know, but then I read the article saying, you know, like, the family signed off on it. Chris Novoselic is in it. At that point, I was like, well, I don't know, maybe. And then you start seeing all these little bits of home movies, and I was like,
I kind of
want to see this. Yeah. So I have to, like, really ask myself, is this exploitative,
yeah.
Or should I avoid it as I've avoided all the other, like, you know, Kurt Cobain stuff?
Okay, but to play devil's advocate, maybe watching this will allow you to visit some of that other stuff.
Like, I'll watch the movie and be like, okay, I'll read the journals now?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. To me, I don't know. It's kind of hard to even
you're
like
not even interested in the journals?
No.
Really?
No, because I think even the greatest artists, their journals is just full of, like, brain vomit.
Right.
And I don't really have any interest in his brain
vomit.
Well,
I'm sure that they cherry-picked.
Like, you find little bits of stuff that ended up in songs, you know? Or
yeah,
you,
like,
mean that...
I mean, like, the stuff... I'm sure it's not, like, his grocery lists and shit. Like,
oh, well, yeah, I know that.
I'm sure they didn't go, you know, straight from... journal to print. I'm sure that they picked specific pages and things like that, so...
I think even... There is... I can honestly say I'm not particularly interested. But then again, I think it comes back to an emotional thing where I just don't think... If he were sitting next to me, I couldn't read it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's...
Whereas if I could sit next to him and listen to the album, that would be cool.
I don't understand.
I'm saying, like, I'm trying to respect what I'm pretty sure the wishes of a dead person would have been.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you think that he would be... Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I barely know anything about the guy, and I would wager that that's probably true.
So when it comes to a bunch of home videos that, you know, I'm pretty sure when they're shot, he's not thinking, oh, this is going to be in a movie one day and millions of people are going to see it. Right. Like, I really have to ask myself, should I be watching this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because how, like, voyeuristic is it, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right.
So, I don't know. I'm torn.
You'll probably watch it, though.
It looks well put together, is the compelling part.
Do you have HBO?
No.
Okay.
The animation, the way it seems to be shot, the attitude brought towards it, seems to be of the highest order. You know, it seems to be really quality stuff.
Sure.
So that's further complicating my feelings.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Yep.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I know we're kind of prolonging this show.
It's fine.
So we watched Power Rangers last time we did one of these news episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It has since, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I don't really want to talk too much about that. The guy who produced it, though, his name is Adi Shankar. I think it's worth looking into some of his stuff. If you have it, if the listeners at home have it, he's a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
He wears crow makeup all the time. He's always dressed like the crow. And he knows it.
Oh, that's a good. You haven't seen that. I haven't seen The Crow.
Neither have I. Maybe we can both watch it. Oh, no, man. I guess the impetus of that is that somebody has to have seen the movie.
Well, we'll find. We can definitely find somebody who's seen The Crow as a 16-year-old and thought it was the greatest thing they'd ever saw in their life.
So anyway, I don't know why I brought that up. Check that guy out. He's a kook.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should take a look at that. And I guess that's it.
Yeah.
We'll catch you next week? Next time?
I think so. I think we should start obnoxiously mentioning all the places where they can find us.
Facebook.com/... They're all different.
Bigger Showcast?
Either Bigger Show Podcast or Need a Bigger Show. I'm not sure which one Facebook is.
Bigger Show Podcast.
Okay. Facebook. Facebook.com/ Bigger Show Podcast. Twitter.com/...
Instagram.
Twitter.com/
Jesus Christ, you've already been on a fucking show today. Unfucking believable.
Sit down. It's Bigger Showcast on at Bigger Showcast.
Is it cast or podcast?
Cast.
Okay. Yeah. At Bigger Showcast on Twitter.
And then if you just search any of these things, and we're gonna need a bigger show, you'll find it. But yeah. Also YouTube.
iTunes, it's Bigger Show Podcast now.
Yeah.
Because you can't find us if you search, we're going to need a bigger show.
Okay.
And SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/ Bigger Show Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Also, go and, I know you listen to the show. We have statistics now. Go and rate and review the show. Help us out.
It'd be nice.
Help a brother. And that's that.
Yeah.
The end.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. We're going to need a bigger show.